The Burt Show.
All right, we got some business to take care of here because we've got one Burt Show listener that is specifically avoiding a double date with her wife's coworker for a very specific reason. Aradia, you are on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning. You need some help here?
Good morning. I do.
Okay, what do we got?
All right, so my wife's coworker, we've been trying to get together and we keep canceling. But, so her ex, no, her husband's ex stole a dog from a park for their kids.
Okay, let me get this right. The husband's ex, you know for sure, stole a dog from a park? For sure.
How for sure can I have to pay? Because it's like a chain, it's like a telephone chain. So, because I hear it from my wife. My wife heard it from her coworker. Her coworker heard it from her husband. Her husband heard it from his wife.
Well, then it's fact.
Like that old game telephone, right?
Right. All right, so let's just assume that all the rumors are true, okay?
Okay. Well, then it continues because then they got custody of the kids now. When they got custody of the kids, they got custody of the dog. So I'm uncomfortable because I feel like they are all accessories to the crime. So now I feel like I'm an accessory to the crime if I don't do something. But what I do is what I need advice for. So do I call the authorities? Do I go on the double date and somehow steal the dog and take it to to the vet and see if it has a chip and find its home, and if not, give it back? I don't know what to do.
Man, you guys that run into a tornado of storm fascinate me, man, because I run as fast as I can away from this kind. Not my business. I wouldn't do anything with this whatsoever, especially based on, well, my girlfriend's boyfriend's husband's cousin who works at a Dave and Buster's and has got a kid has definitely seen this guy steal a dog.
All right, so Aradia is a fellow pet lover, someone that has three dogs herself. Like, I get the emotion behind not wanting to go into a person's home that stole a dog. But again, we have no confirmation that it was a stolen dog. And it's not your coworker who stole it, but it's her current husband who has custody of the dog that his ex-wife stole.
Silliness.
I thought it took me a hot second, girl,
but I got there.
So, again, because this has been a game of telephone, and that is heartbreaking to think that you would be in the home petting the head of a dog that was potentially stolen, and there's a family out there, maybe with a young child, that are missing their beloved pet. Like, I can see that scenario playing out in your head. So if I were you, if I was in your shoes, I would do the double date just because we don't have any kind of evidence. All we have are some, you know, some allegations. And I would ask questions about the dog, right? Be like, oh, I'm such a dog lover, blah, blah, blah. What's the breed? Da, 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 da. Did you rescue? Blah, blah, blah. You know, Paws Atlanta is my favorite rescue, or the Atlanta Humane Society, blah, blah, blah. And see what they say, and then just try to get a feel. And then you can lay eyes on the dog. I would take a picture of the dog. And then when I get home, I would do a reverse Google search and see if anybody has posted the dog as lost.
Yes, Tommy.
Speaking of picture, yesterday I talked to Aradia for like 30 minutes. I was walking around Walmart talking to her about this story. And she sent me a picture of the dog. And I just sent it to you guys. Open your phones. This is like the cutest dog ever. And I just picture some little girl somewhere crying herself to sleep at night because this little precious dog was dog napped from a park.
Yeah. I feel the same. It's a cute dog. I still feel the same way, man. Not my monkey, not my circus.
I feel it's definitely not my business. You definitely don't have enough. I think the authorities would tell you that as well. However, if you do what Kristen has suggested you do, and then maybe you find a way to dog sit, and then just happen to take the dog to see if, you know, there's a chip in there. That's not technically a crime, is all I'm saying.
I think you should go on the double date. I think you should absolutely go. I think you should look him in the eyes as you're calling 911, and I think you need to have the authorities come in and swoop that freaking dog out. Because if somebody has stolen my dog, I'm going to war for it.
I got 99 problems, man. This dog wouldn't be one. All right, Aradia, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right.
I still haven't got the picture of the dog, dang it.
Same
here.
Oh, dude. It's in your text. It's in your text.
Yeah. Oh, a text. Yeah.
It's adorable.
Yeah, I said text.
I will give Tommy that. It is 100% adorable.
Looking at dog's eyes. See what, see what the eyes tell you.
Save me.
Women here in Atlanta, everywhere, actually, are going to be crashing out over this. And Abby's going to be the one to deliver it. So if you get angry at us, it's Abby's fault.
No, it's actually Fox 5 Atlanta's fault. Because I saw this come across my TikTok For You page. And some people's favorite beverage, you might be thinking twice about drinking it next time you grab a can of Diet Coke.
It may have zero calories and no added sugar, but researchers say Diet Coke may increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. Some studies show this may be due to how artificial sweeteners are processed in the body, and they change the balance of gut bacteria, can cause weight gain, and increase your risk of type 2 diabetes. In fact, aspartame, the artificial sweetener in Diet Coke, has been labeled as possibly carcinogenic by the World Health Organization. Experts recommend swapping out your Diet Coke for lightly sweetened tea or coffee, or better yet, water.
All right, so most people, especially in Atlanta, hear something like that, and they, I tell you what, if you said there are now knives in the Diet Coke can, don't drink it, people would go, I'll risk it.
People do not care, but some people are freaking out in the comments. So I ran straight to see what people are saying, because sometimes the TikTok comments are like more entertaining than the video.
Always.
And someone said, I can't hear over the crisp bubbles in my Diet Coke. Someone said, I don't drink or smoke and I exercise every day. I'm not giving up my life juice.
That's fair.
Someone said, this made me crave a Diet Coke. Someone said, we all gotta die at some point. And then a girl named Daisy said, keep scrolling, everyone. They don't want us to be happy.
I know this is going to be sacrilegious, and I think I've said this on the show before. You know, I have never had a full can of Coke or Diet Coke in my life.
That what? Doesn't surprise me about you.
Diet Coke, I'm with you. I've never had Diet Coke, but I've had a Coke too.
My parents just, well, up in New York City, it's more of a Pepsi thing for than sure. It is Coke thing, which is, oh, what? What? It's really weird to go to other parts of the country. Believe it or not, Pepsi is more popular than Coke. This is blasphemy, but it's true. So my parents never had it in the house. So I didn't have it when I was young. And I mean, I've put it in like a rum and Coke, but I've never had a full can of Coke or Diet Coke in my life.
Yeah, maybe this aspartame research was funded by Pepsi and this is all just propaganda. But all I hear is that Coke Zero is the way to go.
Bert, for your first, you should try Coke Zero, because I know you're not big into sugar. You're a health nut. And I bet I drink 8 Coke Zeros a day.
Good God.
All right. I think at that point, the zero got to be pointless.
I pack 2 in my bag every morning that I eat with a health bar, which really tastes like a candy
bar. Health bar? You're pairing that with a health bar.
Yeah, I call it a health bar. It's a protein. It's got protein in it.
Is it Snickers with some peanuts?
I call it a health bar.
There's a lot of chocolate
in it.
But then I'll go to our break room and... Let me tell you what, y'all. Coke Zero Orange Cream, which is out now. It's like orange vanilla Coke Zero. Good. Googa Mooga, man. That stuff is good.
Can I tell you the least?
Googa Mooga, can I introduce you to this thing called water?
There's some in Coke.
I will tell you, before I moved to Atlanta, I went 7.5 years without drinking a soft drink. 7.5 years. And then I swear to God.
Was it seven and a half years, or did it feel like seven and a half years?
It was 7 days.
I know where I was. I know who I was talking to when I had my last drink. I was sitting in the drive-thru next to the Arclight Theater in Hollywood, California, and I got a Coke, and that was my last one. 7 years, I didn't touch one. And then I came here, and I discovered, the world of Coke. And they have these tasting stations at the end, and I had to taste. And then I've been on, you know, the Coke train ever since.
Tommy, I need you to be honest with yourself. You know Coke Zero is not good for you, right?
They didn't mention Coke Zero in that report.
They did not mention that in the report. No, but I need you to look me in the eyes. I need to know that you are still here with us and you are not sitting on Delulu Island.
I'm telling you.
He's gone.
He's totally gone.
You know Coke Zero is it's not good for you.
I told them the other day, Bert and I have a bet who's going to die first. I will pour out Coke Zero on Bert's grave.
You're not going to have to worry about it. You keep drinking like that, buddy. Not a chance.
The Bert Show.